Now open your Bibles to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm going to show you something now that the Lord showed me quite some time ago. It shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake you, if you'll hearken or listen to the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed, blessed. Look at the 8th verse. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses or barns, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto Himself. He has sworn unto thee, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. They shall be afraid of you. Why? Because you're wealthy, and God is making you wealthy, and they hated, the devil hated that. Amen. So, now then, prosperity was God's idea from the beginning. Amen. 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 Because poverty is under the curse. So, we've learned now that the curse is threefold. Spiritual death comes from not knowing Jesus as your Lord. Spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. It's all right there from the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th chapters of Deuteronomy. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey His voice, and that you may cleave unto Him, for He is your life, and He is the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore by covenant unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Yeehaw. Choose it. Life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life that you may live. Amen. It's our choice. You don't start this with the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy with the blessing and the curse. You go to the 27th. We're going to talk about this big tomorrow. But in the 27th, Moses and the priests and the Levites spoken to all of Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord God and do His commandments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you are come over Jordan. Simeon and Levi, Judah, Issachar. So the tribe of Judah from which Jesus came was on the blessing side. These shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Those two mountains, Shechem was right in the valley in the middle. That's Mount Gerizim, that's the blessing mountain. That's Shechem. Mount Ebal is the curse mountain. See how bare it is? It's alkaline. Nothing grows on it. All of those people were there in the middle and up on the sides of those mountains. It was, these people came out of Egypt. They had a covenant, but they didn't have any idea. They'd been in slavery so long. Mm-hmm. So it's show and tell. They're shouting back and forth. Back and forth. And therefore obey the voice. Moses charged the people saying, you shall own, and so forth. And you're going to stand on that over there on that other mountain. And the Levites speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven image. They said, amen. I mean, a couple of million people shouting back and forth. They're on that mountain. Hallelujah. Faith for prosperity. Now, faith is the catalyst for these covenants. Remember now, Hebrews 11. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? He's the blessing God. He's the blessing God. And faith is the connection to these covenants. And when we become covenant-minded and blood-minded where Jesus is concerned, and we have a covenant with the same Most High God, amen, so that he that abides under the shadow of the Almighty, right there, he that abides under the shadow of Shaddai, abides, lives there. Now, Moses wrote the 90th Psalm, where we find 70 or 80. He wrote then the 91st Psalm and said, with long life he'll satisfy you and show you his salvation. Amen. That's the soldier's psalm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Well, I went after that in a huge way when I entered covenant with Jesus to live to be 120 years old. And so then I had a lot of business to take care of. And so I began to speak to my hair. It started turning gray. Well, I went to him about this, and I said, I don't care. It's scriptural to become gray-headed. But you said you're doing this because of the word of faith. So I'm going to talk to my hair. I started talking to it, and it started becoming gray all around, and I said, no, I'm not having that. No. Stand there in the mirror and look at it and say, gray hair, bye. And it's gone. It's gone. I said, it's up to you. If you want a bald-headed preacher, okay. You want a white-haired preacher, okay. But we're doing this on the word of faith. And I didn't hear anything. I said, you hear what I said? So I kept going at him over that. And he said, well, yeah. He said, I don't have to answer that. You know what to do. Use your mouth. Put your faith on that hair. Yes, sir. I did it tonight in the hotel room. Stand there and look at it. And I said, hair, you are good looking. Amen. I found a hairspray that didn't have any alcohol in it. It's manufactured right there close to our house. Amen. Because this is my testimony. And the reason, the flight physical is a side issue here. And I know Brother Roberts got where, well, he got, before he got through, his legs wouldn't hold him up. So he would have to preach in a chair. Well, I just went before the Lord and I said, I'm not going in a chair. I'll work out just as hard as I possibly can, and I will preach standing up with, yes. And I'll do it with a full head of hair.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
By faith. By faith.
Yes.
Go to the 11th yes. chapter of the book of Hebrews. And the first time I read that, I went in there, I said, Gloria, look at this. Because when we got saved, I thought, well, man, we ought to have some of this faith stuff. We go, I said, Gloria, we ought to have this. How do we get this? Do you have any ideas? She said, no, I don't know how. But she said, yeah, that's just, I mean, this stuff is good. So I read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I went in there and said, Gloria, I found the Hall of Fame. The Faith Hall of Fame. Yes. We started reading that and then go look up all of those scriptures about Noah and Abraham and all of them. Studied each one of them and the faith that they exercised. And then you get down to the end of that chapter and it says, and he's done a better thing for us. I said, how could it be any better? Well, here I am, 85 and a half years old, and I've figured out it's better. I'm telling you, one Sunday, George had just preached a... and it stirred me up over healing, and stirred me up over the third chapter of the book of Acts, and the power of God hit, and I got so excited, and I went back to my closet, and I said, you know what? I'm 80 years old. I'm actually 80 years old. And Gloria got home. I said, Gloria, you realize I'm 80 years old? She said, yeah. She said, I knew that because I'm 75. So, and as I told you, I have a large closet. Walk-in closet. And I still had my pajamas and my robe on. And I was back there in that closet. And I'm going like this. I'm 80 years old. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm 80 years old. And the word of the Lord came on me and I just stopped right where I was. And he rose up on the inside of me and he said, you listen to me. 80 is your new 30 and you're starting over again. And so, for the aviation insurance company, they came out and watched me, well, our insurance agent came out and watched me work out. And we videoed it. And he's kind of wide-eyed. Well, I had Yvonne, a trainer, and checked my metabolic age, the age my body thinks it is. On your diet, amount of exercise, and all of that. My body thinks it's between 35 and 37 years old. Now, that just amazes me. And I got short of breath over in a prison and for Mike Barber. Never did have any pain. I could kind of feel that my heart rate was up high. So I got checked. And they said, well, you need a pacemaker. And I said, well, Lord, I'll just get that pacemaker by faith. He said, no. And he used an aviation term with me. He said, you're too far behind the power curve. He said, take the pacemaker by faith. So I prayed over it. So the doctor had me on the table. They don't put you completely out. They have to build a pouch for this thing. Well, I thought it was going to be about that big. Well, come to find out it was, but the battery's about that big.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I said, well, pacemaker, you belong to me now. That means you belong to God. And you're in a Holy Ghost body.
Amen.
And you're going to work right.
Yes.
Well, it had a defibrillator in it. Well, the FAA's had history with pacemakers, but not with that defibrillator, which meant that and then I got on that treadmill and I would lay hands on this thing and bless it. You're mine. You're in my body and the Holy Ghost is in there with you.
Amen.
And my body's dedicated to Jesus.
Amen.
And go back to all those scriptures. And talking about the prosperity of God. And that he built this planet for his family.
Amen.
And he said, all of the gold is mine. And I give it to you. What is man, the angel said, that you visit him? What is man that you visit him? That other bunch that was here before, I can prove it to you from the Bible. And the whole dinosaur group went down. And we're against those now disembodied spirits. So, now, I said that to say this. That was funny, because they didn't put me all the way out. And this lady came in there and said, Mr. Copeland, do you snore? I said, how would I know? I'm asleep. I said, no. I said, Gloria says I don't snore. So it was okay. You know, no problem here. And that doctor was doing this thing through a magnified X-ray thing. And he's building that pouch for this thing. And I thought, this thing bigger than I thought it was. And he heard a little, and he said, oh, Mr. Copeland, did it hurt you? I said, yeah, you did. And he said, okay. I said, that's okay. We're talking back and forth while he's building this thing. I'm laying there on my back like this. Came out of it laughing.
Bless the Lord.
I get this thing. I got this little machine in me.
Yeah.
I have a little machine sewed to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I thought, how cool is that? Now I got to get back on that treadmill. And so I got on the treadmill and I set that thing off a couple of times. Boy, I mean, it crossed my eyes a couple of times. I started training again. I was training again and working at it and working at it. And that's when I heard the Lord say that I sacrificed my body for you. Now you're sacrificing your body for mine. And so you can stay here until I come or until you're 120 years old. And so I got up and got on that treadmill again. Started working out. Pushed it up and up and up and up and up. And I took that Bruce protocol. I'll tell you what, that's a stress test of stress tests. Isn't it, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'll get your attention, brother. With the defibrillator in there, praying in tongues, praising God on a treadmill. And that treadmill, of course, my treadmill, the one that Keith and Phyllis gave me, is a whole lot nicer treadmill than that old medical treadmill I got on. That thing is rough as a cob. And they brought me in there. And they laid me down on my back. I'm wired up, looked like I was going to space. and, you know, EKGs every little bit. Laid on my back and took an EKG, and a setup, took an EKG, and then got out and did 20 jumping jacks, took an EKG, got up and had me all wired up. This thing's 9 minutes long. So I got on there and started out, and I had trained praising God at the same time until it was no problem. I was working out at the Bruce Protocol. Now, all of this is important in anything in life. Prepare. Amen. Train for it. So just train at it. Stay with it. Stay ahead of it. And I got done. They took my blood pressure every 3 minutes. You know, just standing there walking on that treadmill. And everything, they're looking at me on the machine and everything. And it was just another treadmill day. Preparation by faith and meet the challenge. And got done. They said, "Are you all right?" I said, "Oh, yeah." Well, and they said, "Well, you're just fine, Mr. Copeland." So then they took me back then, and a little bit later I had to go back. Of course, all this is for the FAA. So I went back, and there's a consultant here in Fort Worth. He is an FAA. He's a cardiologist, but he's a consultant to the FAA. So I went over there to his office, and they got to get back on the treadmill again. Wow. Because they're going to shoot some stuff in my arm so they can see my heart. So I got back up on the treadmill. And so she said, "Well, we'll just do this probably, you know, 3 or 4 minutes before." So I got on there, and they kept speeding it up, speeding it up, speeding it up. She said, "Mr. Copeland, could you stay on the treadmill a little while longer? We can't get your heart rate up enough to test it." I said, "Crank it up."
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Finally got it up there where it belonged. I found out I'd had a heart attack sometime and didn't know it.
Wow.
I had one blocked artery, and it had bypassed itself.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just needed a pacemaker. So, called the tech rep out that manufactured this thing, this little machine. He paired up with it and got the reports, all of the reports of what this thing's been doing all the time. There it is, comes out of it. I mean, this thing's checking me all the time. And so there it is, yeah, oh, yeah. "Hey, here's where you did the Bruce Protocol, I guess, yeah?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Oh man, this looks good." He said, you don't need that defibrillator anymore, do you?" I said, "No." He said, "Okay, I'll turn it off." So he turned that off, and I have a card that I carry with me all the time, and sent that to the FAA that I did the Bruce Protocol with the defibrillator in there. I don't need it anymore, so they turned it off. Faith. I'm talking about faith in God.
Living under the pressure and baggage of debt, lack, and barely getting by is not what your Father in heaven wants for you. God delights in your prosperity. As the creator of the heavens and the earth, God has what you need and wants you to access those riches. In the Laws of Prosperity series, Kenneth Copeland outlines the laws governing prosperity from the authority of God's Word. He teaches you how to establish your heart in the new covenant and explains how to make deposits and withdrawals from your heavenly account. He shares personal experiences of how he took action on the principles he found in the Word of God and saw his life transform. God wants you to have the ability to use his power to meet every need, spirit, soul, and body, in your life and the lives of your spouse, children, employer, co-workers, and everyone else in your sphere of influence. It's God's will for you to live an abundant, overflowing life here and now. God delights in your prosperity. Request your free copy of the Laws of Prosperity series by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Brother Copeland is teaching us how to have faith for prosperity. This is a very timely word for us to hear. We're living in a world where there is deficit, shortage, and not enough. But God's Word promises His family abundance, surplus, and more than enough. How do we get to live in God's kingdom? By faith. Faith is the connection to the promises in our covenant with God. To help you learn more about the faith for prosperity, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a teaching series they want to give you called The Laws of Prosperity. There are laws that govern prosperity by the authority of God's Word. This series will teach you the kingdom principles of God's increase so that you can live in true prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. To receive your free copy of The Laws of Prosperity, go to kcm.org. Join Brother Copeland December 31st for a New Year's Eve celebration at Eagle Mountain International Church right here on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Come and hear the Word of God preached as we wrap up this year and take a higher step of faith into 2023. Set your sights on the Word of God and get ready to receive. For all information, go to kcm.org and make your plans to be there. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland shares with you the purpose for prosperity. It is to bless people. This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.